The earlier opening date got the Coast Guard cutter Alder out of its winter berth in Duluth, breaking ice this week in the Twin Ports. Lieutenant Commander Mary Ellen Durley says it's a bumpy ride to break the 1 to 2 feet of ice.
Absolutely, it's a very bumpy ride. Everything on the ship vibrates, shakes. You can feel it from the bottoms of the deck all the way up to the bridge.
It's rare that the Sioux locks connecting Lake Superior with the lower Great Lakes opens earlier than March 25th. This year, they'll open on March 21st. U.S. Army Corps of Operations Chief Wayne Sloop says it's to meet the needs of low steel and coal stockpiles.
We received several requests. I think it was 7 from industry. Well, there's been an uptick, fortunately, I guess, in demand. There are several businesses that are in extremely low supply, and they weren't sure they could make it through if we didn't open slightly early.
Gearing up early after a terrible 2009 shipping season when cargo numbers were the lowest since the Great Depression cheers port officials. Duluth Port Facilities Manager Jim Sherrill says this will help steel mills ramp up.
This is great news because there's a lack of inventory at the lower lakes docks, especially for the iron ore industry. They got kind of short for this winter, so they've been crying for ore.
Sherrill expects this shipping season will be much better than last year, but believes they'll still only carry about 75% of cargo they handled before the economic downturn. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.